Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Bowhunter Chronicles 5-Minute Fix, weekly quick-to-the-point episodes of tips, tricks, reviews, and rants. Your 5-minute time limit starts now. All right, today, what we're going to be doing to continue on with our budget bow versus flagship shoot-off is I'm going to go into kind of the first impressions of the bear paradigm. So we talked a little bit about this on the last podcast, but it doesn't necessarily give you the whole picture. You know, John talked a little bit about some of the more higher level things, but I think some of the stuff that we would be looking at on this bow, like when you first pick it up, is fit and finish. So one of the things that I noticed, I always look, because I'm really hard on my bows, is at the cam. So one of the things that I've looked at in the past, every year, from being in the dirt and things like that, is any sharp edges or anything on your cams, burrs, those can start to nick that serving, have a problem with the string, all that stuff. So on the outside of the cam, there's like some chatter marks from the machining. The machining isn't what I would say the best on this, but it's all on the outside. It's not on the inside of the cams. So that's what I'm looking at. And everything looks fine, but if I were to pay twice the price of this bow, or if this was Bear's flagship model and they had that same sort of stuff, I would probably be looking at that and saying, man, maybe I want to look at something else. Because if that's one of the main things that's going to cause damage, I would want them to pay a little bit more close attention. Another thing, and this is all just like really nitpicky stuff, but this is just me looking at the fit and finish of this bow. And it's $659. That's their price on it for this ready to hunt package. We'll go into like the components and stuff like that. We've done podcasts on this in the past, but the limbs, to me, they just the way that the finish is on them, there's definite like marks that you can see in them from like the lamination or whatever, however they make them. They just don't seem very polished. So from dollar for dollar standpoint, it just seems kind of cheap. And that's not me. I don't want to make this sound like I'm hating on this bow. I'm just telling you like what my first impressions are, because I really only care about how they shoot. I think the purpose of this podcast series, what we're doing here, is just simply to say, if we were building drag cars or something like that, it all comes down to performance. So if you've got a rat rod that looks like a piece of crap that has all the money in the motor, and you've got something that looks really nice and it's, you know, not as fast, but man, it's really cool to drive around. Like, I think that that's the whole point of this, kind of like what I'm going for. So maybe this thing looks like a turd, but if it can perform just as well, we know that it's going to kill deer, but we just want to see how it performs on these long shots, all that stuff. And it's just a fun thing to do. So it's kind of, you know, one of these rat rod budget build type things. And that's the way that I'm looking at it. That's the way that I'm seeing this. So I'm not hating on this bow. I'm just telling you that's what I'm seeing. So some of the cool features on this bow is it does have like the pick rail, for the integrated components, both on the front and back. So for a rest and a sight. And the sight does come with a pretty nice light. But one of the things that I think holds these bows back when they do this in a ready-to-hunt package is where on the surface it seems like a great idea. It just is a really cheap looking and feeling sight. And so for someone who's really going to hunt, really going to use this bow, you know, that's the first thing that I would upgrade would be the sight, because it just seems like, you know, any sort of hard fall or anything like that's going to damage it. The draw cycle on this bow, because we're running out of time here, is really good. Like I, it's nice and smooth. It cams over pretty nicely. It is a great drawing bow. Shoots, the vibration isn't too bad. Other things that are in this riser, it's a caged riser for one of the first times I think Bear's done that on a non-flagship bow, as well as on the back, it has a threaded spot for stabilizer. So it's already got that, so you don't have to figure out where to put the stabilizer, how to do that on the back. And then just one more thing, it comes with a pretty decent quiver. For the money, of all the components on this bow, like the quiver is the one thing that I would keep. And out of the box for $650, I don't think you can beat it. Really excited to see where this podcast goes, where this shoot-off goes. And that's all the time we got for today. Thanks for listening. Definitely check these out, especially some of the non-ready-to-hunt models, because there's not a lot of difference between that Alaskan XT and this one. Sorry, I'm out.